Thank you for joining us this Thursday evening. Brother Freedom has arrived. It's back to standard time, and it's dark outside. We're used to it being light. And he's come out of the darkness through the front door and taken his seat, and the Holy Spirit's been dealing with him today, and God's been moving, and people have been seeking, and it's wonderful. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we praise you. Father, we're so glad you're the bright one that brightens our day. Everything else is so dark, but Lord, you're so glorious. And we thank you for the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight as Brother Freedom is here. And thank you for speaking through him to our listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, come sit in the Moshila, hallelujah. Come a Sila, Kalasila. Oh, come a Sihi, hallelujah. Oh, Tanamasata, Hilasata. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Thank you that you're real. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you that you will stay the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you that you change not. And we, your children, change. We're so changeable. And we pray that we'll move in one cause and one spirit, that we'll walk in one strength toward you. We thank you in this day. I pray that you'll bless this word. I don't even know what's going on, but I do know I'm supposed to start here. That's what I feel. So I just pray that you'll move upon me by your mighty spirit. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2, and starting with verse 9. But as written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered in the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Also verse 10, but God hath revealed them by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth, yea, all the deep things of God. This is a subject that I've been taught lots of, and I lived in it, so I can talk freely tonight. The Lord told me I can talk. I got the credentials. The only thing I ever know is about what I'm talking about. But I came at a time when the Holy Spirit was seen like being dried up by the churches. That's just the time that God called me and set my spirit on fire with the Spirit of God. And I started seeing great and mighty things develop. Now, I wasn't taught like in a Bible school or called seminary or any of those things. I told the Lord that I'd do that and I'd go full time. He said, no, he says, I just have to stay and do just like I was doing because he's going to work through me in that way. And I was a man that had dirty hands, and sometimes my clothes got pretty soil too, and I was, some of the work was not that clean. I was heavy equipment, worked in caterpillar equipment. It's pretty, not always the cleanest, but you have to keep it going. And the Lord starts speaking to my heart about equipment. And I thought to myself, how could he know anything about, you know, man's built the equipment, and he's not even concerned about it. But he knew every part of it. He knew exactly what it did, how it did. Apparently, he knew it before they ever knew anything about it. The Bible says, it is written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for them that love God. I really believe this is talking a lot about the Holy Spirit. Now, I know heaven, we don't know anything, and it's going to be beyond our imagination, and anything the Lord. But I believe this right in this area is because the net goes down, yea, the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God. Without having the move of God, I would have never seen anything happen, never known anything. And basically, if I'd have went to a man's school, whatever they call theology or whatever that is, I probably wouldn't know a bit more when I got done than that's when I started. The Lord was trying to tell me spiritual relates to spiritual. The Holy Spirit is powerful. He's not weak. He's not senile. He's not a wimp. He's God Himself. He's special. And I tell you, when He comes to your heart, you have a special something. He's not something, but you can't even describe it. He is beyond description. And it says that He knows, lets us know all things and helps us. As time started going by, I started seeing the necessity of the Holy Spirit. We as mortals, we think we know everything within our minds. Our minds are, we get, the longer we do something, we get so we practice makes perfect. And that's why a lot of people with the Spirit were there practicing, because it worked for my father, worked for my mother, worked for me. I just keep practicing. That's not saying if it's God or not godly. What we say godly is something, the behavior is of God. Now you can say churchy, but churchy can be something that's really against God. You get so churchy, you start condemning people. Just saying it's churchy, it can be evil. I'm not saying it is, but it could be. The Spirit of God is holy, and He's teaching something about a caterpillar. It's going to be holy too. He's not going to use no foul language or nothing else. It's all by the section of love. If you work with the Lord, He's going to first teach you about love. How important it is. Love in your hearts. The Holy Spirit's no benefit to you until your heart gets moved upon by the love of God. This day I had a lady come up to me and then made one prayer request, and He helps you say things too. And she asked me if I'd pray for this need, and I says, yes, I think so. But just immediately the Lord says, no, invite her, you and her just agree, and I have the scripture, that agree is touching anything, it shall be done. As agreeing and touching anything, as an agreement, and the agreement with another person is touching it, it's like you prayed. God says it's just basically, but you or two shall agree as touching anything in the Spirit. It can't be a prayer that's off, sort of a little dark or that. It's got to be something light. And this was light for a little girl. Her blood pressure went way out of sight, and she had terrible problems. And I knew the Lord was very interested in that little girl. So I told her that, and I said, I want you and I just to agree on this. God's going to move up mightily. She didn't understand the deeper things, and that was the best way that I get across to her that prayer was going to work. She was included. You want to always include the lowest one to be invited in with you. It's like if you're going somewhere and you've got the checkbook in your hand, and you invite this lowly person, he don't have nothing, but you got him in there, and you're gonna take care of him. You're gonna pay the expenses, you're gonna be with him. The same way spiritually, we'll never get people to learn anything about the Spirit unless we give them that opportunity that you sit back and wait upon God. That waiting, we'd be too wanting to show the world what we are. That's not love. Love suffers long and is kind. Love bondeth not itself, is not puffed up. How many times do we get the big head? Well, I'm so bored. We sort of just wander with our words. We're not making sense. We're doing something that's not according to God. I truly believe that's why the Lord gives us the baptism of the utterance of tongues. Because if you pray a while in tongues, it's not coming from you, it's coming from the Spirit. You know it. You're not part of it. You're just doing your part to get, God's got He's writing the checks out, and you're there sort of just writing in a shirt tail. And that's what I learned the most in those times with the Spirit. You're there to follow Him, not Him follow you. Well, nowadays, I've seen it, almost everybody, the Holy Spirit's to follow them. That's backwards. We always follow Him. We seek His direction. We seek His knowledge. We humble ourselves. See, that's pride. It's the opposite of humble. So we come to the Lord being prideful, our head way high in the sky, and we're not lowly, we're not meek, we're not sincere. That's why God don't touch us. And then I'm not going to stop right there. Then those that have him, they say, well, we're ashamed of him in any place. We don't want him to come in church because, you know, we need to have the last word here. Pastor always has to have the last word. And I've actually said that they're above move the Spirit. And that's wrong. Out there in the world, wherever you are, that is wrong. The church world, that is wrong. It's following after God. It's seeking His cause, seeking His direction, seeking the fulfillment that comes through Him. He said He's prepared for them that love Him. I have not seen it or heard, neither has it in the heart of man the things that are prepared for them that love Him. When we start working in love, great things happen. Just like this morning, I started seeing things happen that I've waited for a couple years to take place. They just start falling in place. But love suffereth long as kind. Love does not puff itself up. It waits upon God. It's not in any hurry because God's the reason. Boy, there's nothing like, and the move of the Spirit, there's nothing compares with the move of the Spirit. Happy. There's something about the supernatural power of God that you'll never find anywhere, only with God. It's God's Spirit that He moves, puts in our heart, that we might receive as strength. We also, it automatically brings our mouth up. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. We're quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. That is the direction of the Spirit. That's spoken forth in James. We need to wait upon God. And all the time we get too much of a loud mouth, we get too of a big head, we get all these big things, it's not becoming a Spirit-filled man of God or woman of God. I'm going to say man of God because I believe right when I'm speaking this, I truly believe that man has a certain calling with the Lord. And I believe that women do too. But I believe that there's a calling on men to take the position of authority. I really believe it's in there from the day of when the church first started. And I don't believe that God doesn't change. He changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But God hath revealed them by the Spirit. Something about the Spirit of God that's motivated, it's beyond even the Holy Spirit, the day of the foundation of the world. It's the Spirit of the Lord went out. It's the Holy Spirit way back there. He does a work for the Lord. He's part of God, and He does this work that we need and we need to put it to practice. Then the natural says practice makes perfect, and that's right. If we practice to do good, we're going to stay, be where God wants us to be. For it's His eyes are running throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose hearts practice to do good. Made perfect toward Him, what it says. But making perfect is practice makes you perfect. If you practice in the right endeavor, it's not in your own human element, but it's seeking God. It's seeking what He has, like myself. He told me to eat the Word, read the Word. And so I did. Quite a few years I just read this Word, and I read it so fast, I just ate it. And pretty soon, the Word just came alive in me. But what if I said, no, I'm not going to do it that way. I'm going to do it like the early church did. Well, I don't know. The only thing we can know from the early church is what record we got. And that's, God is, we're just different dispensations. And I think God is beyond He's so beyond us that there's no comparison. Now we know back when Daniel, I don't mean he didn't even know how to describe people running to and fro throughout the whole earth. He didn't realize that some many years later there'd be jet airplanes, there'd be rockets going up the moon. It was really no hard for them to really write exactly. They had no clarification how to write it. But all they could put it that man was running to and fro. And there'd be great knowledge. The Bible says when you plainly see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. The Bible also says there'll be a great falling away of the Spirit. And that's taking place. They don't even know the power. They leave the Spirit. And I truly believe that is another sign that the Lord's coming. Because this power of God beyond any example. It's glorious. And why God, when I got the stroke, I was, before I had the stroke, but he says, I want you to be like every Tom, Dick, and Harry. It's been really tough. It has been tough until the last couple of weeks. God has allowed me to look at the first couple of programs that move the Spirit. It's helped me because I was starving for that wonderful experience. I get these services, but now I get God, and I was back to myself. It was hard on me. The Lord allowed me. I thank Him what He's given me. Because I tell you, I would not want to be out there without the Spirit of God. But it's the most wonderful thing. It's not a thing, but it's the most wonderful experience that you can ever think of having. He is glorious. He's wonderful. Did you ever say He's wunderbar? He's glorious. He doesn't have problems. It's we that have the problem. He wants to help us out with our problems. If He's in us, He realized we're made out of mud, we're made out of clay, and we need some tutorship sometime. We need some help. We need some divine help. We need some holy help because we're not holy. We obtain that holiness as seeking the ways of God, and we start going toward God. We're still, I don't believe we'll ever really truly be holy, but we're working for perfection. We're working for that cause that God, greater is He that's in us than He is in the world. The enemy has problems, but I'll tell you, if you're a child of God, you can have a greater power than He is. The Holy Ghost is greater. He's powerful. The 91st Psalms, I believe, comes to those that have the Spirit of God. And I don't believe anyone else can ask to read that says for them. It's not. He that dwells in the single place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of my... It says, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him I trust. Surely He... That's the Spirit of God. The anointing of God does these things. The anointing that quickens your heart. The knowing. The Bible says, He that knoweth to do right and knoweth to not to sin. The Holy Ghost is that knowing power. And what I really love about the Holy Ghost, He's right on time. He's right there. About 30-some years ago, I probably told this before, but the Lord spoke to me that more than through the Holy Spirit, that I need to pray. The girl was going to be killed or face death unless I prayed. And I felt such an awe. I knew that I was capable of doing it, but the overwhelming fact that it was me standing. But I knew that God knew that I was able. He would not put upon me no more than I was able to bear. With that temptation making a way of escape, that I might be able to bear it. He said, that's not a temptation. Well, it wasn't. It is a temptation. Maybe they're not doing it. That's probably more serious than me going and doing some of these other things. Hear me? The spirit part is more serious than just going down the street and sticking my tongue out of somebody or throw my fist up. Those are forgivable. But the Spirit is really, we got to walk softly before the Lord. Softly. We got to walk softly with God. I see these pastors that start out really well, and I even myself. We have to guard ourselves all the time so it's so easy to go backwards. It's so easy to look backwards. We got to keep our eyes totally on our vision. Our vision is the Lord's coming through the clouds of glory. Oh, church, where are you? Oh, church, wake up, my church. I say my church is not awake this night. I say they're far from me. I say they don't include me in their little parties. They don't include me. They want to look at their, and they have these laughable times. These times of great joking and great swaying of words. The words are not what I call spiritual. And they separate men from their God. I say this causes men to lose the way. Because I say that spirit that's within you is so valuable. It's so mighty. So just, so holy. And yet you put it down as like a garment. Oh, I'll just not put that on today. And you forget that's your protection. That's your armor. It's beyond armor. It's the Spirit of God. It's there. It keeps you alive. And with that, you start dying. You start fellowshipping with the wrong people. And pretty soon, you're in the fellowship of this world. And I say the master of this world is Satan himself. And does not my word say, thou must come out of this world, thou be separated, be holy? And I say, my people are far from me. They go in their own peculiar ways. They go in a way that causes trouble, that causes heartache, that causes them to backslide. And I say this procedure goes on day by day, little by little, till at the end, their state is, they don't even remember the former. They've forgotten their former pathway. They've forgotten how the joy, my joy was their strength. They've forgotten the fulfillment of my promises in their heart. All the promises in the book are theirs. Now they've forgotten those promises. They've forgotten, and pretty soon they're forgotten. And I say, if they're not careful, their name is forgotten at the end time. And they'll be a forgotten fold at that day. I say they'll forget and forget and forget until they're lost themselves. They're lost. It's sad to say, man has no way to repay for his salvation. A man has got nothing to make himself right. At that hour, he will remember in his heart, why did not I serve my Lord? Why didn't I seek Him? I even had the Spirit of God. I even had His promises. I even went to church. I gave my tithes. I did all these things. And yet, I missed the way. And yet in his heart, he even knows he missed the way. He's missed that, what he could have. And I've said it many times to my people. I say, if they can gain the whole world and lose their soul, they have nothing. Or I say, what advantage to have the things of this world and lose out spiritually forever. My people have lost their first love. They've lost that joy that is their strength. I say my people are not joyful no more. They're not happy. The things that they do are not lasting. They have fun doing things that's not accountable. I mean the things that they practice are not a very good fellowship. They fellowship with darkness. They rub noses with things this world, and they come out to be a loser in the latter days. I say my people needs to come forward and seek me and serve me with their heart, and I shall love them and I'll strengthen them and I'll empower them with my spirit. I'll give them a strength that they need. Help them through perilous times, and I shall provide for them. I shall keep them through hard days. I shall be by their side, and through times of terribleness, I will be with them. I will shelter them. I shall protect them. But I say, all this I can give to them, and many put down this whole what I've spoken away from them. They don't seem to want it. They don't seem to understand that this life is not going to last. This life is so short. And I say that what they once had, they come up not having anything. They'll become, with that last hour, a beggar. They'll have beggarly elements. They'll lose that great prize that they hold in their hand. And I've given them that great, 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 great prize. And they forsake it for the ways of this world. I say many of my people have laid down the cross. They've laid down what I've given to them. They've laid down my love. They've laid down my anointing. They've laid down my love and went out with the harlot of the world. And that world don't satisfy. And in this day, they're not satisfying. And I say they'll never be satisfied once they've enjoyed my power, my blessing. I say, my people, do not let this happen to you this day. You must keep this hour. You must forsake this world. You must pursue me, and I'll bless you. You must pursue and seek my love. You must take on me and put off the world. You put on my goodness, my blessing. I will incorporate my power, and I will put a shield of faith around me that will endure to the end of time. And at that time, thou shalt stand before me, and I'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into my rest. My people, remember, judgment is coming. And I say there's a heaven to gain, but a hell to shun, said the Spirit of God. Father, we just praise you this day. Lord, you spoke more of that than I did. Lord, I thank you this day. Touch your hearts, your people. I pray that these words were understandable. I hope, pray that they were. Lord, I know that message was given by you this day. Father, I just pray that you touch your people. Touch America this day. Lord, I see out here that America, you went away from God. You're in your churches. Your churches are far from God. You must seek God today. You must search for Him. You must ask for Him. You must come for repentance in your heart. You must trust in Him. And with that, you'll live forever. And I say, is that not worth more in this whole world to be able to live with Him forever? God bless you all. Amen. Amen.
Wow, what a wonderful word direct from the throne room. And it's so wonderful how the Holy Ghost will just suddenly overcome Brother Freedom. And next thing you know, God's talking instead of Brother Freedom. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We love you. I love you. And I want all these wonderful things to come to pass for us, and all the evil things for us to be saved from. Touch this listener out there, Father, in Jesus' name, that they'll never be the same because of this message. Amen and amen.
Glory to God.